Welcome to Scott Base, New Zealand's base in Antarctica. This area has different displays, including weather information, Antarctic clothing, a notice board of Scott Base events, and computer interactives. Scott Base is like a big walk-in freezer that acts in reverse. It keeps the cold air out and the warm air in. Scott Base is the home to New Zealand's science and support workers and New Zealand's only research station in the Antarctic. All the bases are insulated against the cold and in some cases strengthened and tied down against the wind. Most bases are kept warm by diesel power generators. One of the most difficult things for any base in Antarctica is the supply of fresh water. At Scott Base, they use a water desalination procedure where they suck the seawater from under the ice and take the salt from it. For most of the bases, the supply for fresh food and mail occurs once or twice a year. For New Zealand's Scott Base and the United States McMurdo Station, which is only 3 kilometres away, there are plane flights to and from Christchurch almost every third day or so during the summer season. This means fresh food is on ready supply. However, over winter time, from February to August, the bases depend on food stores brought down by a supply ship in late summer. Scott Base is very different now to the first Scott Base that I established on the same site in 1957. In fact, only one building from that time remains, and it is now called the TAE Hut. I found Scott Base today very different from what it was when we first established it. It was really like a giant motel, very comfortable and very efficient.